Alright guys, what's up? It's Friday, December 29th, 2023. The weekend before the new year. Before the new year starts rolling in. So how are you guys doing on all this stuff? The next topic is spirituality when it comes to this worksheet. Sorry guys, you've probably noticed it seems like I've kind of dropped off. I'm having all this back pain. It's been really hard sleeping at a normal schedule. So I haven't really been waking up early. Right now it's 1:26 p.m. and I fell asleep sometime after 10:30 a.m. I'll call it a nap. I slept till almost 1. So I'm kind of getting up officially now. Because I was up from like 3 a.m. to like, I don't know, like 3 a.m. to probably like, let's say, what was it? 3 a.m. to probably close. I remember like falling, like drowsily kind of falling to sleep, drifting off for a little bit until 6:30 a.m. So it was probably sometime around 6 a.m. So I probably slept last night from around 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. And then let's call it 6 a.m. to maybe almost 6:30 a.m. Then I stayed up. I had to do something at 8 o'clock. That didn't end till like 8:45. I wanted to go back to sleep, but I was up, got a little water, was hydrating a little. My mom decided to get some takeout for us for a brunch. So around 10:45 a.m. I ate that. And then probably around 11:15 or so, or 11:30 or so, I kind of drifted off to like probably 12:40 p.m. or something. So I'm way out of it and just kind of like sleeping where I can get sleep at this point. I don't know if I woke up because of my back, but I think I woke up because of the cold. But the back is kind of just like in the combination of problems that I've got going down. So it's just kind of throwing me off. But let's see. Related to spirituality, I got a YouTube video from a friend. It's called, well, it says Demonology. And it says, Fallen Angel Demonology Explained in Obsessive Detail. I don't know how long that is. And, you know, since I've been, you know, resting my back and watching a lot of YouTube, I've been gravitating more toward, like, Amish content again. Not so much the cult content where they talk about the cults, but just Amish people talking about their lives more so. Some of it is cult-related, but not so much like them talking directly about cults, but more just like, oh, like I was raised Amish kind of thing. And so I've been watching this guy. I think his channel's called like Amish America or something like that. And then I kind of caught up a little bit on some of the Amish potatoes. CJ, his channel's called the Amish Potato, his videos. And I see he's launched his site with belts and some food seasonings and things. I think he's adding more, and dog collars. And then he had this video about brafa, and it's like not demonology, it's like some kind of witchcraft practices within the Amish community. Now, I know a lot of people aren't into this kind of stuff, so it's just like, you know, that is the kind of stuff that's most immediately kind of presented itself around. And I don't know what people think about that. Like, I think sometimes there's like subtle potential for signs and things. It's like, sometimes it's like, okay, you see like negative content, you know. Like, I'm not like prejudiced against Amish people. I'm not saying that. It's just, you know, sometimes you just come across so much content, and then you come across other content. But, you know, a lot of the people that I hear talking about it are obviously not actively Amish. You know, there, a lot of them are like, you know, part of a, you know, they're Amish or were Amish. So their perspective isn't going to be similar to a typical Amish person who's like active in their Amish church and community. But I really like, cause I'm really into like entrepreneurial stuff, for people who don't know that. And so I really kind of like the work culture, and just like even how CJ the Amish Potato has those videos, has the, you know, his new products that he's making, and like just seeing him sometimes in videos, how he's working in his like yard. They've got a pretty yard, large size yard, and he does work at, on people's houses, and just seeing people work and like use their crafts to like make their own jobs and like support themselves. I mean, I'm really into that kind of stuff these days. Like, I would like to try and see how far I can get with this growing mushrooms and seeing if I could sell them locally. I found out that in California it's legal to grow produce and just sell it. I'm not trying to sell psilocybin mushrooms. I mean, once it becomes legal to sell, I would like to sell that, as well as cannabis, which is legal to sell. I just can't comfortably grow it, like, in my parents' house. Like, they're not with it, so I can't really do that. I'm gonna have to move and have my own space if I want to do that. And so that's not gonna be an option yet, unless I get some kind of outside space, and then I'd still have to go there every single day and, like, take care of these living things. And so I'd rather have them in the house or on my property, but there are other options of renting out other space, but that costs money, so it's like I don't really want to take that option yet. I'll just go with what's legal, what I can grow legally comfortably in the house. And I do like fixing certain things, instruments and stuff like that, and not that I super know what I'm doing, but I'm really into it. And so, you know, I do kind of like, you know, seeing like Amish furniture stores, or like, you know, their own stores that they create. It's like, when you think of it, they the majority of them, you know, didn't go through mainstream education past eighth grade. Maybe some of them, when they were, you know, room sprung up, maybe some of them went to school like in college, and then maybe they came back to the community. But I think if that was the case, that might have been rare. I think most of their businesses are either like taught, passed down from different generations, but it's like they can run their businesses without even actively running their own websites. Like, other people can run their websites, but they, you know, they don't even do the technology part of it. They build their stuff, or just like sell their stuff, or, you know, maintain their shops and like build their own things, make their own things, design their own things to create and sell. And of course they've got a community backing, you know, but they don't even market like, you know, like online with like Google Ads or whatever. Like, they're not doing that. They've got a whole different model that they use. Some of them do have online presence, but they're not the ones like actively, like, you know, managing that. So I really admire that kind of entrepreneurship, especially with the debates going on nowadays about like, is mainstream education, higher education worth it? And then it's like you see people with an eighth grade education living in rural areas that are able to kind of like support themselves, or even learning farming and having land, you know, worth like over $1 million. Like, there are Amish millionaires, not all of them, but it's like some of them with the property they own or the businesses, and then like being able to scale their businesses, like they're very successful and they have big families. Like, you know, typically people might have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13 kids, 15 kids or something. It's like these are huge families. And again, the kids are working pretty young, and so the kids can learn things and contribute to the family. There is kind of this child labor, which I don't know what people think about that. I mean, I'm not here to really talk about the Amish, but I mean, it kind of comes up when it, you know, lately that's kind of what I've been, I don't know if I've been studying it, but it's, lately it's kind of what I've had kind of on my mind, what I've been kind of indulging. So spirituality is the last section. The color is blue, numbers 31 to 36. So number 31, I have a sense of meaning and purpose in my life. And that just goes to say, you know, spirituality doesn't have to mean religion, you know, it doesn't have to mean, you know, a religious practice. You're part of like a mainstream religion or a church or a temple or whatever it may be, or some kind of like organized group that has a label and a title that everybody knows. You know, it can be just kind of your own thing. Like, how are you? How is your spirit? How is your soul? Like, how are you generally doing in the world? How are you getting through? That's still spirituality. So I have a sense of meaning and purpose in my life. And if you don't have a sense of meaning or purpose in your life, you know, what I'm learning this year is, for me, I'm learning, find what gives you that spark and do it. Like, the days before I got injured, you know, recently, Saturday and Sunday, when I was in the garage cleaning, I was cleaning for like 4 hours that Saturday. Saturday's a day when I almost never do anything, you know, and I was so motivated, probably because of the coffee. But I got up, I cleaned, you know. I told myself the night before I was going to do it, but I kind of always say that. But I'd been laying there for like more than 2 weeks with COVID, and then that was like the end of my week of half days. So I was like, I'm going to do a week of half days of busy work and then still keep resting half of those days, you know. So I did a week of half days, and that was the weekend. I was like, okay, I'm gonna, usually I take my Saturday off, and you know, I was full of energy to be able to just like do so much work, to the point where even though I was sore because I hadn't been moving too much, I was sore, I wasn't like in that much pain, but it was like, you know, when you're moving and lifting and pushing stuff and pulling stuff around, you're gonna be sore. I was sore. I wasn't on my phone, guys. I wasn't even having a desire to be on my phone. My phone was in my room the whole half of that day. You know, I didn't have music on in the background. I wasn't listening to a podcast. I thought about it. I was like, maybe I should put on a podcast. But I was so like into what I was doing. I was super into what I was doing, you guys. I wasn't even like I wasn't even like bothered, you know. I wasn't bothered by the experience. I was really into it. I was totally loving my experience. And, you know, it wasn't really the cleaning so much. Maybe it was more so, you know, that I like doing, like, manual labor and stuff where you can, like, see the results. like, you know, and it's the kind of work that is like, you know, I could see what I did before my eyes. I could kind of lay it out and be like, okay, I want to move this here, and this section will put this kind of stuff, and like arranging it in a way that kind of made sense in my head without anybody like having to tell me where they wanted things or whatever. I was just doing it, gladly doing it. Part of it was part of my nutrition group, because we're talking about like exercise and stuff too. And so I was like, well, let's kind of kill two birds with one stone. Like, once they mentioned that you can use cleaning and stuff like that as like the activities for the week, that was like, oh, well, I mean, let me clean the garage. And I didn't know how far I was going to get. I had a plan for it, though. And like, it all had to do with like all this reselling that I've been getting into, because I really like, you know, finding stuff that's worth money, cleaning it off, fixing up the parts that I can fix. Sometimes I like that, sometimes I don't, because it doesn't work out, and then I'm like, I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm not like any electrician, you know. I don't really know too much about woodwork. I've dabbled with things, but it's not like I really like, sometimes I can get things to work. I know basic electronic circuits and stuff, and like, but I really enjoyed it. I was like, I really like this, this is really fun for me. And it was really fulfilling when I sold a lot of my sports equipment stuff. And then I was like, what else do I have? And I'm getting back into the instrument reselling, and then I'm really kind of into, you know, trying to like grow some stuff to sell. So that just this idea of having like this space in the garage where I can like tend to all these things that I need to get done, just the idea of having that available, I was pretty pumped up about it, and nobody had to tell me to do it. I still want to do it. I'm actually kind of like a little bit bummed that I don't have, you know, the physical ability to kind of like do it right now this week, because I've been like, you know, I just can't. I mean, I have a meeting coming up, and I'm like trying to figure out what position I can sit in for like an hour. That's kind of where I'm at with my back. It's like, you know, and I'm hoping New Year's Eve I can hang with my mom and like watch some movies and stuff. So I'm really trying not to like overdo it on my back, but even sitting down on a chair kind of hurts. And so I'm trying to figure it out, but you know, I've kind of found that spark, you know, I've got that spark back of like things that I enjoy, and it's been a while, you know. Things get kind of stale, you know. Life feels a little on the stale side sometimes when you're like not quite able to you know, have interests and hobbies and try stuff out. So yeah, like I've been pretty good with what I'm doing right now. I'm kind of on hold for a while. Number 32, I have a general sense of serenity. This month is weird because I've been resting more than usual. I've also had a lot of CBD in my system more than usual. And so that has definitely helped, because I'm like, well, if I'm not driving anywhere, when I had COVID, I wasn't driving anywhere. And with my back, I'm not really hardly driving anywhere. I've driven like twice this week, I think. And then not even for deliveries, just I've driven to like go do some stuff real quick, get some stuff real quick, or do stuff I had to do. Uncomfortably driven, but I'd say the CBD helps with the sense of serenity. And I'm definitely, even though I'm not sleeping very good every day right now, I'm resting, you know? Like, I never get this much rest. You guys know I'm up early in the morning. And I do that on purpose, usually, it's kind of like a depression thing. Like, I don't like sleeping in. It makes my day drag, and then I feel like I'm dragging, and then I feel like I'm just tired more, and I'm just kind of like, it's hard for me to like get going if I'm not up well before breakfast. And then because I'm a little of a morning grouch kind of person, I like to cook breakfast by myself. And, you know, so I am motivated to get up and cook before like 8:30 or so I don't have to like interact with anybody. And my goal is usually not to interact with anyone till like after lunch, if that, you know, so I don't really like talking to people in the mornings and then staying busy till like pretty much after lunchtime. And then it's like all my good energy that I have, or all my, it's not really good social energy, but all my good energy that I have to like get stuff done, I'm kind of spending it on myself in the mornings and not like splitting it between like other people trying to get my attention to like talk to me about God only knows what they want to talk about. I'm kind of trying to like limit that, and so I try not to be too social in the daytime. Number 33, I am happy with the beliefs I hold. I am happy with the beliefs I hold personally, but I know the society I kind of grew up with, the beliefs that I'm around, or have access to, easy access to being around, like the people that I have easy access to hanging out with, have to do with a religion that I was previously engaged with, and I don't really hold a lot of the same beliefs around like safe spaces and like socializing, kind of just like these toxic kind of traits, these toxic kind of like habits. I don't really like being around that, so I would say I'm happy with it, but it kind of keeps me more isolated, and that makes it a little bit hard, because there are people that live like really close by to me that I can't really hang out with too much. As much as I want to hang out with them, I'm like protecting myself. I'm kind of like, you know, I've come to a space in my life where I have a lot of healthy relationships, and I don't really want to go backwards by interacting with people who just don't really kind of have the same boundaries around like, you know, safe spaces and having like vulnerable spaces and people being able to kind of just be open with each other about stuff. I don't really want to be involved with people who are kind of creating like a closed, you know, a kind of a closed off way for people to socialize where it just doesn't feel right. Like, I don't really like that whole like sarcasm and like hyped up ego kind of anger, kind of like, you know, making people feel bad kind of thing. I don't really like that. So it kind of keeps me isolated, because the people that are convenient to hang out, not all of them, I have some people that are convenient to hang out with that aren't like that at all, but I could probably add more people to the list if I was willing to kind of you know, shift my own beliefs and like sacrifice, you know, my own beliefs that I hold and my own happiness with how I am deciding to live, and shifted that just to be around more people. But I'm not that lonely to a point where I need to do that. You know, I don't need to be sacrificing that, you know, because it'll just get in my way. I'll be spending more days, like, you guys know when I'm a little, like, you know, irritated with a social situation, and sometimes I might kind of be venting it through, and I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to be, like, on here, like, doing that, or trying to, like, spend, like, half a week, like, working through some kind of weird scenario that I got myself into when it's just not necessary. Like, I'm not trying to, like, spend my energy on that. And I already can foresee that if it's potentially going to be there, that I'm going to get upset with the way people are being and not be able to really easily cope with it, and then have to, like, you know, have some energy taken off of my other projects and other interests to like spend energy on that. And I don't really care to spend energy with that. 34, I practice prayer, meditation, or engage in some type of reflective growth. This type of thing is kind of more of a reflective growth for me. And then sometimes I study other stuff. Usually I tell you guys what I'm studying, kind of. But yeah, I practice some things. I'd say what I like is I've talked about it before. I like the Lashon Hara writings by Chofetz Chaim. The daily readings about that, I enjoy that because it kind of has a lot of like information about gossip and social etiquette, I guess. It'll say stuff like, if this person, you know, it's wrong to like, you know, repeat what one person tells you, even if what one person tells you is wrong to like listen to it or believe it. You have to like make it up in your mind that you don't believe that if somebody else is talking about someone else who usually doesn't do like a certain thing, and you hear somebody talking about that saying like, oh, this person didn't pay the train ticket and they hopped the train, and like, you know, but you weren't there. You have to assume that that person is maybe not telling the truth and don't like take it in as truth, you know, like something like it'll say. That's just an example. It'll say, and that's, I don't think it's a very accurate example, but I'm just saying it says stuff like that. It says like, you know, that's like a scenario that you're working with or something. Just kind of ways to kind of think about, you know, what people are doing and saying and how you kind of react to what they do and say. Because, like, if you didn't believe what they were saying, right, you're not going to go tell somebody else, this person said that you hopped a train, or this person said that so-and-so hopped the train and, like, didn't pay for their ticket, you know, like, if you are assuming that what they're saying isn't true, you're not going to really go spread it to other people. So it's wrong to, like, believe it, it's wrong to actively listen to it, but if you can't, like, get away from listening to it, then you have to hear it and just assume it's not true, and then don't go tell it to other people. Like, it's a lot of teachings, like, around that, those types of like, scenarios. So I like that kind of stuff. Because I've never learned anything about, like, what it looks like to actively try to not gossip. Like, usually when you're around people, you know, especially in religious societies, when you're around people, they do want to gossip a lot. And, you know, it, to me, I feel like that's one of the bigger issues. I feel lucky that I've never been, like, firsthand, at least to my own knowledge, I've never been, like, firsthand, like, oh, I knew all these people were gossiping about me. It's not like that, but just, it's never felt safe to be around. And so that's why I'm so, like, hesitant to kind of, like, even involve myself with it. Because the people I know now, that I associate with now, just aren't really into that. Not in that way, you know. 35, principles, ethics, morals, provide guides for my life. I'd say that's one example, yes. And 36, I trust others and am able to forgive others and myself. I'd say I'm working on it. It's hard for me to really develop trust in people, like, newly. It takes me, like, probably, like, a year or so to kind of, really learn somebody and how they are. To be able to forgive others. I think if I can kind of not have to be around them all the time, it's easier for me to forgive them. Lately, I don't have a whole lot of people in my life that are, like, getting in my way, though. So I would say it's easier to forgive because I am not exposing myself to that. So in a way, yes, because I have less people that I have to try to forgive, because most of the people I know are kind of, like, not requiring forgiveness because they're not wronging me. Forgiving myself, I do forgive myself, but I would say that I do have an issue with kind of feelings of, like, either guilt or just kind of, like, replaying stuff in my mind of things that maybe I didn't do right. I'm kind of working on that because that comes up a lot, where I'm just, like, in my head about something that I did, like, years ago or even recently. I'll find myself kind of, like, replaying it and rethinking about it without any real, like, reason to be thinking about stuff like that. And it's not like I did anything wrong. It'll just be maybe something that I'm not pleased with. Even if it wasn't like wrong. So I need to kind of get online here because I got this meeting coming up. Let me see if I can kind of talk and straighten up. Let me test out how it feels to sit on this chair. I haven't sat on this chair since last Friday. So, clean up some background space so all my messy stuff isn't everywhere. Put my mail away. Oh my goodness. Get my computer set up. These instruments. Trying to tell people how to think. I'm kind of just trying to share my own experiences, struggles, and things that I've kind of worked through. I'm trying to share that with you guys in case it's of any help and use to anybody else. I'm not saying I've got the right way of doing it. I'm just saying some stuff I feel like I've kind of figured out more. And more lately. So I just want to share about it. Where's this link? These guys always send this link. Log on 5 minutes before. It's 3 minutes before now. Just trying to give you guys a little bit more time online before I end this recording. Make sure my background doesn't look all crazy. It doesn't look perfect, but it doesn't look... It could look worse. It could look way worse. They text me the information, so I'm trying to, like, send it to myself. Oh my goodness. Technology. I'm so sick of technology. Email. Paste. Email to myself. Okay. I'm tired today, guys. I don't even want to do this, but, you know, it's part of something that will help me build myself up more. So I'm kind of committed to it. I'm like halfway committed to it. Just because I can't do much right now, so it's kind of like a bummer. But I did do a lot. We're only supposed to do up to 100 mat, or minimum 150 minutes of exercise, maybe 3 times a week. So I'm doing, I did 199 minutes this week because I've been injured, so I couldn't do the whole time. I couldn't do a third day, but with the amount of work I got done those days, it's been good. It actually helped me reach my marks. So I'm trying to mute this. Alright, I'm logged in here, guys. I gotta go. Thanks for hanging out a little past time. And I'll post all those links. I'll post the Chofetz Chaim link as well. I might talk some more about the Chofetz Chaim stuff too. All right. Bye. Bye for now.